Let's read in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1. It reads, Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. But fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, that's the sexually immoral, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of God, of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things which are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. Now, I believe that an older generation needs to be in touch with what's happening in relation to the dangers that are presently faced by a younger generation in the schoolyard, in the university halls, in the workplaces, etc. And I pray that tonight's session does at least two things. I pray that it helps an older generation to understand the very real difficulties that this younger generation is facing. And I also pray that this will help a younger generation to steer clear of the sins and potholes that are designed to wreck the life of a Christian. And it will also draw you to an older generation in that the gap will be bridged. You will know that an older generation is approachable. An older generation is trustworthy. An older generation you can ask questions to. This is a very scriptural thing. In fact, in the Old Testament, God designed such things that the younger people would see certain objects and then ask questions as to why they were there. And so we want you to ask questions, and we want you to find help from the Word of God. Now, the first part of this segment tonight is to become aware of some of the negatives in relation to social media. What I want to reiterate from the start is that this is not a social media bashing forum tonight. This is not what it's about. There are positives with social media, and we hope to look at some of those. And if we don't cover it entirely, we'll come back next week. I'm definitely not going to get to gaming this week. I realize that as I've been going through this subject, it is a vast, vast subject and a very real subject to this generation. So we want to cover it carefully. Now, recently, I sent out some text messages to some young people in attempt to gain an understanding of what's going on in the world of social media. And in the main, I received some tremendous responses in relation to this. But in the main, the information came back as to social media platforms like Snapchat, Instagram, and TikTok. And they are really the three that we will cover this evening. And so without mentioning any of the names of the people that I spoke to, I'm going to go through some of the responses that came back, linking the issues that are faced by you young people with relevant scriptures, and the text that I have highlighted tonight will kind of be our base text. We might refer to some other scriptures, but that will be our base text that we go along with. So now, as every good preacher is supposed to do, I've got some alliterated headings. And those alliterated headings, they're helpful to me just to be able to go through a message, and they might be helpful to you. So what I would encourage you to do, if you're a young person, take a pen or a pencil or your phone, whatever it may be, and write down these headings and write down the verses that I link with them. And I want you to glean and gain some help from what we go through tonight. Now, those of us who are an older generation, particularly a middle generation where I find myself, we're not oblivious to the pressure that you younger people face, particularly in relation to social media. There is the pressure in this world of self-centeredness. Write that down, self-centeredness. The self-promotion that goes on, the obsessive checking of how many likes that I have on these social media platforms, and the desire to fit in and be accepted. Now, that is a very natural desire that we have, to fit in and be accepted. And we want to understand this evening that you have been accepted by God as you trust in Christ, and you don't need to fit in with this world in all its worldly ideology or mentality. And there is a great pressure for self-centeredness, or the promotion of self in relation to social media, self-image. I know that Instagram has produced that which is called Stories, which is also on Facebook, Snapchat, WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger. And you know, as well as I know, that these are short video snippets of daily life, which are often put with music, etc. And they last for 24 hours and then they will delete. Now, personally, I really enjoy seeing some of these things. I know that some of them are put out by you young people, and particularly who are far away overseas, and we can enjoy what's happening in your daily life. But what I must ask myself continually is this: what is my purpose in posting anything on social media first? Do my videos promote me? Or is there something of Christ that I could share? And it may be that I'm promoting a Christ-like life. It may be that I promote scripture. It may be that I promote the gospel. I know that there's a young man in Iowa who puts out little TikTok videos of the gospel. And you know that those videos are only 60-second videos that again, they're just quick, short, sharp videos. And what he did is he took to TikTok to put out 60-second videos concerning the gospel, just little, short, succinct verses that will kind of have a punchline effect to people. So we must ask ourselves these questions: what is my purpose in posting things on social media about myself? Or what is my purpose in posting anything on social media? Now, another thing that is in kind of encapsulates this thought of selfishness and self-centeredness and self-image is the desire to be seen. I want to note two things with that. First of all, I'm being watched. That's what you have to remember. You're being watched. Secondly, who is watching me? Who is watching me? You have people that you're influencing. You're always influencing a generation that's coming up under you. Don't forget that. Now, in relation to I'm being watched myself, something that is that I'm not sure whether you'd be aware of this or not, but I'm going to say it, is that the algorithm of TikTok and some of these other social media platforms is incredibly intelligent. It is designed to feed you videos based upon your interests, based upon who you follow, who you've liked, tagged, commented on. Rachel and I recently watched a documentary On TikTok. It's a very, very interesting documentary on TikTok, and I would encourage any parent to watch it, by the way. But on there, there was an anorexic woman, a woman who suffered from anorexia. And she realized that because of the posts that she made and because of the things that she took an interest in, she was being fed continually dietary programs, things in relation to weight loss. And it just compounded the problem that she had. So be aware of this, that somebody is watching you. Be aware of this pressure to self-image. Take continual photos of self and broadcast them on social media. Now, what's the scripture for this? We read it tonight. Verse 2 of the scripture that we read said, "Walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice unto God for a sweet-smelling savor." What a principle there to underscore what I'm saying. Is what you post on social media, is what you're engaged in social media promoting self, or are you doing what Christ did? He gave himself for others. And is what you're posting on social media something which is a sweet-smelling savor to God? You know, brothers and sisters, pride stinks in the nostrils of God. He hates pride, and that's not an understatement. And so Paul would write from the same prison cell, by the way, that he wrote to the Ephesians. He would write to the Philippians and he would say, don't do anything in strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, esteem others better than themselves. So self-centeredness, being seen. Secondly, there is a very subtle enemy. I want you to make note of that. There's a very subtle enemy that feeds you inappropriate content, sometimes without you even asking for it. I have been told some of these things I'm not aware of firsthand because as many, if not most of you would know, I'm not on any social media platform, and I'll make a mention of that at the end. I am on WhatsApp, by the way, but not on some of these other ones that we're speaking about. But apparently, if someone tags you in a picture or a post, or tags one of your friends in an inappropriate post, for example, it can come up onto your feed. Now, you have to be aware that this is the subtlety of the enemy. It's what we actually referred to last week about walking through life and understanding this principle that we have an enemy that subtly is trying to draw us in to the inappropriate things of this world and draw the believer in to sin. So remember that. And remember this also, that we can become desensitized. Do you remember when you first see something that is wicked and obnoxious to God? You can become desensitized to it over time if you allow yourself to be exposed to it. So what's the scripture here? Verse 6 of the text which we read said this: let no man deceive you with vain words. Let no person deceive you. Remember that the ultimate aim of the three enemies that you face, the flesh, the world, and the devil, is to deceive you. And we are reminded, upon these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children. Because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Self-control. You need self-control. I'm going to quote something verbatim in one of the responses that I got back. They said this, and I am quoting verbatim from the notes that I have on my computer here. The amount of time that you find yourself scrolling through brain-numbing feed is insane, which takes away from priorities like reading your Bible. Brothers and sisters, that is a reality. And I could weep tonight with young people being fed brain-numbing food that takes you away from Christ and takes you away from reading this holy book and from growing in Christ. We read in verse 16 of that text, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. You know, brother, Dear young brother, dear young sister, the devil wants to rob you of time. And in a day where it seems like we have more time than ever, the ironic thing is that this more time that we have, because technology has made life easier and we don't have to do so many things that were done laboriously in the past, those things that have made life easier are actually the things that are robbing us of time. And so Paul the Apostle writes from a prison cell and he says to these people, he says to these Christians, he says, buy back the time, for the days are evil. And young people, social media wants to rob you of time. Don't let it. You can use social media for good. You can use it to encourage a saint. You can use it to put out a Bible verse. You can use it to let parents know what's going on in your life. Whatever it may be, you can use it for good. But remember this, it can rob you of valuable time. Satisfaction is another thing that came up in some of the responses that I received. And I read in some of these responses that because of social media, you know, you can kind of feel envy at times because you look at other people's lives and they seem to portray this perfect picture. They seem to portray the most perfect photos and the perfect, as though they're having the perfect life, and it's not a reality. You know, there is a brother who might be on tonight. I'm not sure. We all know brother, or most of us know brother Les Hills. And I was talking to brother Les Hills on one occasion, and then he gave me a tremendous succinct little statement, which actually helped me because I was struggling with this at the time. I was looking at my life and looking at other people's lives and feeling like I was just dark and sinful and desperate, and everyone else had it together, and I didn't. Now, that may be in some sense true, but what he gave me was a little succinct statement that helped me. He said, Clive, if you compare your private life with somebody else's public life, you're out of kilter straight away. You see, if you look at somebody else's public life, do you think they're going to tell you on social media of all the deep, dark struggles and the realities of life within? Most of the time, no. And you know what's going on in this dark heart of yours, and you look at somebody else's life and you think they've got it totally together, and you get things totally out of balance. What did we read in the scriptures? We read, be their followers of God, dear children. The fruit of the Spirit is goodness, righteousness, and what? Truth. Speak the truth on social media. Don't put out a life that is a lie. Proving what is acceptable to the Lord. Remember, the Lord's eye is upon you. You know, I just want to reiterate this point. Sometimes we can take photos of ourselves and kind of rearrange those photos until we've got the perfect image, and we put it out on social media because, you know, all the wrinkles are gone. The gray hairs are removed if you're starting to creep up to my age or beyond. Whatever you do to doctor those photos, it's not really the truth. Just be truthful. Be truthful in your posts. Be truthful in your pictures. Be truthful in your life. It also can stunt spiritual growth. Stunting spiritual growth. And it can introduce for us spiritual error. You know, there is the Me Too movement that really is subtly changing the creatorial order. There is a statement out there which I have become aware of. I didn't know this statement existed, but it's called smashing the patriarchy. Have you ever heard that? Smashing the patriarchy. And what it is smashing this idea that men are to be leaders and women are to be helpers. And what's happening is with statements like empowering women or toxic masculinity or girl power, it is a lie from the devil to try to change the creatorial order that was established by God in Genesis, which goes right through the Bible and has not changed to this day. Be aware of this. So don't just take those statements and kind of feed them on or promote them or speak them yourself. Be aware that underlying is this agenda by the evil one to do exactly what he is saying, smash the patriarchy, to get rid of what God has built and established as good and acceptable and pleasing. And you know, brothers and sisters, when we have marriages and relationships based upon, whether it be with one another in marriage, whether it be in the assembly, whether it be in our personal lives, in the family life at home, when we keep it the way God wanted it to be, it works. And it's a real blessing. Keep that before you. What's the scripture that I would put with that? How do we come up against spiritual error? How do we come up that up against that subtlety that to lead you away from the principles of God? Remember verse 8, you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. You have this book, young brother, young sister. It is by the Holy Spirit of God. You're indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. You have the Word of God. You have the local assembly. You have available teachings by godly men and women. Make good use of them. Become established in these principles and walk as children of light. What about social sects? Things which are designed to kind of cause a certain group of people to be an outcast. Now, this kind of links into cyberbullying and making nasty comments about people. Never, ever, ever engage in that. Don't leave the odd kids out. Don't have this stereotypical view, which the world blatantly does. Don't have this stereotypical view that there is a so-called attractive person, and you know they're the kind of people that you need to follow. It's kind of the Kim Kardashians of the world, and you know you want to follow these what they call influencers, social influencers. In fact, in this documentary that my wife and I were watching recently about TikTok, it came up, there was a young person, a young woman. She was either in her late teens or early 20s. She's an Australian young woman. And she had this kind of, you know, stereotypical image of what it is supposed to look like to be beautiful. The eyebrows, the lips, the cheeks. Everything, the body was supposed to be in this stereotyped form that the world has kind of fed people to believe that this is what makes you beautiful. Now, she had 5.1 million followers. Do you know, she says, she admits on this program, she said, I'm one of the loneliest people. I spend my days scrolling through the feeds of who likes me and who's watching me, sitting in a hotel room, sitting in a bedroom. 5 million people watching her and following her, yet she's lonely. Brothers and sisters, do not get drawn into this stereotyped view of what apparently is beauty in this world. Can I tell you tonight that God loves you as you are? And if you are young and single and you desire to be married, you commit that to the Lord and don't go about in a fleshly sense to try and appeal to people of the opposite sex as to what this world promotes as apparently beautiful. Do you know it's so often blatantly sinful and sleazy? and sensual. This is the next thing I will come into, but I want to just back that up with a verse here. This verse, trying leaving people out, or as linking in with what we've said before about things being staged, face filters for photographs. You know, I want to do two things actually at this moment. I've got an app. I think I've still got it on my phone. I haven't used it for a while, which takes a photo and gives you an impression of what you could look like in, I don't know, 50 years time or 30 years time, whatever. Makes you can look like an old person, or you can make you look like a young person. And it's quite a funny app. And I downloaded it and I can see him on the screen here, so I'm going to pick him out. But I took a photo of Brian and Brian Stewart, and I put the old, you know, programmed in it to what he would look like in X amount of years time. Oh, I'm not looking forward to seeing you as an older brother, Brian. But it was a bit of amusement. It was humorous. But what I want to point out with this is that sometimes, while those things can be a bit humorous and a bit of a laugh, just be careful that they're not drawing you into something else which is used by the enemy to try and distort or to try and give you some false impression of what is supposed to be beautiful or what is ugly. Don't leave the socially awkward kids out. Don't try and follow the trendy group of attractive people. As a Christian, you include everyone. Don't try to divide up the people of God. And bullying, and particularly cyberbullying, which has led so very definitely in some people's lives to mental health, and even to suicide, it has just wreaked tragedy in this world. And young people, never ever bully people on social media. Don't block certain people because they're not the cool people. You include the people of God. Remember verse 2? Walk in love as Christ also hath loved us. How did Christ love you? Were you lovable? Was I lovable? Absolutely and categorically, no. Did he love me? Yes. Did he give himself for me? Yes. You make sure that you include people on social media. Don't exclude them. Don't just have your own friends and little groups. I want to get to that which is blatantly sinful, sleazy, and sensual. And I've included another word here, sickening. This is a very sad, sad part of social media. In social media, we find that there is the reality of young people sending and requesting inappropriate photos or text messages to people. Now, I'm going to warn you, and I'm going to instruct you tonight. And I want to do something else too, but I want to warn you, instruct you first. Do not ever do that. Sometimes it's fairly easy to hide behind a phone. And there are some things that go on behind social media that you know you would never do publicly. You would never go up to someone publicly in the street and ask them for an inappropriate photo. But kind of hidden behind a phone, you feel like there is some, I don't know, protection. Young brother, young sister, please do not ever become engaged in that. it will ruin your testimony. You know, there are things that go into social media. I've heard, and some of the responses I got in relation to TikTok or Snapchat. Let me go to Snapchat. Snapchat, you send a picture to someone. I'm going to expose that I don't really know too much about it tonight. But Snapchat, you send a picture to someone, and as far as I know, after two views, it deletes. Is that right? Could someone give me a nod? Is after two views that it deletes? Yep, I'm getting a nod there. So after two views, it deletes. And some people try to screenshot it to try and keep it. But apparently, even when you screenshot it, the other person gets a message or something that they know that you've screenshotted it. And so some people are sending inappropriate text messages or photos, and after it's viewed twice, they kind of comfort themselves in the fact that it's deleted. Can I tell you, first of all, God saw it. And can I tell you, secondly, it's never, never really deleted from these things. It will remain. And we need to be guarded against that. Don't be sleazy. Don't send flirtatious type borderline text messages or things. Sensuality. Posting photographs that are kind of, you know that when you put that photograph up there, it will do something to attract the opposite sex. And you do it maybe with a hope to find a partner in life or something. Trust God on these things, beloved young brother and young sister. Know this, that you walk in purity, God will bless you. Don't follow the world's ways in these things. Now, I said I was going to come to a kind of another thing on this. I want to mention it quickly. If you have done it, if you have been guilty of it, I can tell you tonight there is forgiveness for you. And you go to God and you put it right with God first and foremost. And if you have to go back to someone and admit what you did was wrong, you do that. And God will bless you. There will be forgiveness with God for you. Even if it may come up in the future and you may be exposed and there may be consequences, you will know forgiveness from my God and from your God. And I want to tell you young people tonight that the things I'm talking about are not limited to you young people. There are middle-aged people and older people on this forum tonight who are nodding their heads and amening within themselves that we face exactly the same difficulties and temptations and sins. Can I come back to the scripture that really spoke to me out of the text that we read? Verses 3, 4, and 5, and verse 11 and 12. What does it say? But fornication and all uncleanness and covetousness. That is materialism too. Could I encourage you young people, don't take pictures of your car or your house or your material possessions and post them proudly on social media. Covetousness. Let it not be named among you as becometh saints. Let it not be named once among you, he says, as becometh saints. Actually, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to put this up. I want to share the screen at the moment. And for those who maybe joined a little late, I want us to read this together. Just let that come up. Can you see that? Can you see that, Anthony?
Yep.
Okay. Let's read it together. This is the word of God, brothers and sisters. This is what will speak to you more than anything that I've said as a mere human. And could I encourage you tonight, go to your bedroom and read this again. Make a point of rereading it over the next few days, and it will be a blessing to you, especially in relation to these struggles and sins and difficulties that we've mentioned. Let's read it together. Ephesians 5, verse 1. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. That's very strong language, isn't it? Neither filthiness nor foolish talking. Remember that when you're posting on social media, nor jesting, which is not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Post on social media something you're thankful to God for. Let the world see that you are thankful to your God. And he says, for this ye know. The world doesn't know this. For this ye know as a Christian, that no whoremonger or sexually immoral person or unclean person or covetous man who is an idolater, he's made material possessions his God. None of those people hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Don't laugh with them. Don't join with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship. Don't join hands with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them, stand against them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done in secret, which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light, for whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, and he's talking to Christians here, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil.